reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." In today's gospel, we may see ourselves in Judas and Peter, the betrayer and the denier. The devil has entered Judas, and he sets into motion the arrest of Jesus, leading to his crucifixion. Temptation and the devil work to take hold of us in the way they took hold of Judas, and out of this temptation we sin. Peter, on the other hand, is so confident in his love for Jesus that he claims he would lay down his life for him. But when he's pushed to make public that he is a disciple of Jesus, he cannot do it. We are confronted with many situations in our lives where we have to consciously choose to follow the teachings of Jesus. We see here that these disciples were not perfect, but were human like each of us. What temptations are you struggling with? When have you chosen to step back rather than come forward and be an example of Christian life? But even with all of these struggles, there is hope. Peter went on to become the rock upon which the church was built. Change is possible. May this Holy Week remind us of God's love for us, poured out in the death and resurrection of Jesus, and may the Easter season bring us the strength to turn away from the temptations of the world and live lives of holiness and truth.